Do you know that your spirit is made for the word of God? The more of the word that you speak, causes things will happen spiritually for you. That's why I'm recommending you to God's word. There is power in the word of God. It's a requirement for you to meditate. The evidence of your Christianity is the amount of word in you. What proves that you are a Christian? You are a person full of faith. The devil is not afraid of your shoes. The devil is not afraid of your lip gloss. He's not afraid of your hairstyle. He's afraid of what is inside of you.
You're listening to the Faith Alive broadcast with Pastor Daniel Hammond, Deputy General Overseer of the Tabernacle Worship Center. And now, to today's message.
Reverend Daniel teaches on the theme, Prayer, the Priestly Ministry of the Believer. This series encourages believers to be more prayerful in these times. Proverbs 21:31 says, "The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord." Let's listen and be blessed.
Let's go to Revelations.
Revelations.
Chapter 12.
Chapter 12.
Verse 10.
Verse 10.
Holy Spirit, help us.
Revelations 12 from verse 10.
Yeah.
"And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven,
yeah,
now is come salvation.
Now is come salvation.
And strength.
And strength.
And the kingdom of our God.
Yes.
And the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night."
Do you know what we call state prosecutor? Do you know what a state prosecutor does? The person is going before the judge to seek for punishment against anyone who has broken what?
The law.
Isn't it? The devil has made himself a prosecutor. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He's saying that the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Who what? Who accuses them for what? Day and night. Now, based on what you have understand how legal prayer is, then it should let you understand the devil is also an intercessor. His intercession is to bring you down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And what he's speaking is to bring you down. And if you are not showing up, you are not showing up, that means that you are finished. He said, "For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night."
Amen.
Calm down, calm down.
And they overcame him.
Who overcame him? The brethren. They overcame him by what?
The blood of the lamb.
The blood of the lamb. And by what?
And by the word of their testimony.
Ever said the word of their testimony. Now give me a different version. Now you appreciate that the words of our testimony in prayer is more important, is more crucial than us begging God. Than us crying. Like God sees your problem. That's not what will work. What will work is the word of your testimony.
Amen.
Ha. Read it.
"They defeated him through the blood of the Lamb and the bold word of their witness."
And the bold word of their witness. They weren't in love with themselves. They were willing to die for Christ. Give me a different version. Give me NLT or NIV. I'm looking for a certain phrase. This is it.
"They won the victory over him by the blood of the Lamb
and
by the truth which they proclaimed."
They were confessing their confessions.
No,
you see? Prayer is not just speaking to God. When we pray, you are speaking God's word to your mountains. So prayer is not only talking to God, like talking directly to God. Most of the interaction in real prayer is about having words and speaking those truths, not only to God, but only to the kingdom of darkness. That's the main power of prayer.
Amen.
Because God will only hear what he has spoken. If you go and say something he hasn't spoken, it is non-far. It's not part of the issue. Who appreciate what I said?
Amen.
He said, by the truth which they proclaimed. By the truth which they proclaim. What truth are you proclaiming now concerning your life now? Can I be frank with you? Christians who don't speak, Christians who don't pray, that life won't go anywhere. I'm telling you. Christianity is the life of confessions.
Amen.
God gave us our tongue to direct our lives.
Amen.
And you need to confess what God says about you, not what you think about yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you give me NIV?
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
By the word of their testimony. So now let's take note of this. So the accuser is accusing. But we are supposed to speak
and so
or proclaim or confess the word of God. This will let you appreciate so much that in your prayer closet, you must take hold of the shield of faith. In your prayer closet, you must take the sword of the Spirit. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because our prayer life is not really like talking about, okay, I'm talking to God. Most of the prayer life is part of it. But prayer is you have gone to court. And you need something to happen for you. This is not the time to be weeping. Your father is waiting for you to speak what he has said. Who appreciate what I just said?
Amen.
Let's go to the next scripture quickly. Remember last week we wrote about Chronicles, how Jehoshaphat prayed. You could see when he was talking to God, he was speaking things that had been written. He wasn't talking to God about issues that are
non-far.
As he approached God, he was giving God historical reference. He was quoting what has happened. Then he put it to God.
And
he said, I put it to you. You see, amen. When that happens, it's we are proclaiming truths.
Amen. That is
we are proclaiming truths. The blood needs us to proclaim truths.
Amen.
Who appreciate what I just said? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Imagine when they caught Peter. They said, don't pray. We will not hear all this is about Peter. In fact, James that they killed, maybe
James
would have seen some scriptures from James. You don't get the message. Stephen would have heard some wild things from him. But there was no legal intercession. Even now in Ghana. There are so many things that happen to people. Because they don't have proper legal representation. Their case is thrown out. Isn't it? So many. Judgment has been given and then. So what people play with church? I get surprised. Because church, you see, you'll be surprised, but church. We are teaching you spiritual words, spiritual laws. We are teaching you God's words, what you need in the kingdom. So that you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised where the words will come from. I'm telling you truthfully.
Amen.
When you are in the corner,
You'll be surprised where the words will come from.
Amen.
So we shouldn't see. So when we take prayer, let me tell you, actually, this is what I believe. We cononize with the Spirit, in fellowship with the Spirit, and worship God and love Him in prayer. But when we are coming to dealing with our issues, at a certain point, we don't talk to God to help us. I don't know how to explain it. At a certain point, God expects us to do something about the issue. He's not expecting us to tell Him. I'll prove it to you very soon. I'm coming.
Amen.
So you appreciate what I'm saying. You see, we are used to a certain type of prayer. We are used to, because it's like the main thing is that we know, cry to Jesus. Isn't it? But in reality, there's an error in it. Because what you are asking Jesus to do, He has given it to you to do. So there becomes a problem in prayer that what you are telling God to do is rather expecting you to do something about the issue. Holy Spirit, help me.
Amen.
Who is understanding what I'm saying? So you see that someone will pray a certain time, and that prayer, God has given you already what you should do about the issue. I'm preaching.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Isaiah 54 verse 17. Let's look at the way the thing was put together.
We
appreciate the weddings. So we saw that it's proclaiming. It came by the proclaiming. The proclaiming 54. Verse 17.
No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Uh-huh.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, that shall condemn.
Wait. It said, no weapon fashioned against thee. So imagine that you get an attack from you. Witchcraft, whatever. And you get an attack or whatever happens. Somebody has done something, whatever. They take somewhere. And the Bible is telling you a truth. He's telling that no weapon that will be formed against you shall prosper. Isn't it? Then he told you how or the mode in which that weapon will be finished. How you can, how, it's giving you how that weapon will be neutralized. It's telling you, no weapon formed against shall prosper. But it's telling you the reason why that weapon will not prosper. He said, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment. So, he said, you will condemn it.
Now,
think about it. He didn't say, I will condemn it. And even this one, he brought a court system here again. He brought an issue of judgment. It means that there's been judgment that has been done against you. And in prayer, you can communicate it and condemn that judgment. So it's even this prayer is still about you. How what you speak about that issue. So you see some people, their issue, they're praying about it. And all they are doing is asking God, begging God. I beg you, God. And you see why your issue is not being changed. Because you can't go to court and beg a judge. You go to court with legal evidence that you have a case. I remember a testimony that was given here.
Is
it last year? So somebody's family member was about to go. And the person began to proclaim God's word and confess it. This is what you said. This is what you communicated to us. This is what you said. This should not happen. What's the person doing? It's proclaiming and declaring the truth. And when that happens, that devil cannot hold it because you are dealing with legal things.
You'll be surprised. Somebody will not proclaim. And somebody will be telling God, God, why me? Why would you do something about it? Do you see the difference? Oh, Jesus. I was a prayer. Is speaking to mountains.
Amen.
And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment. So, in judgment, it means that the tongue has risen in judgment. So, it means that the tongue has risen in a place of judgment.
Jesus,
they have taken you to court. The accuser have taken you to court. And you are not showing up. Do you see that? So if you don't show up, what happens? Because you must what? Condemn that tongue. In the judgment, in the place of judgment. So as he's talking, you are talking. And you are speaking God's word. So that's why I said there's no way they can prosper against you. Because you are speaking God's word.
Amen.
Am I preaching to you? He said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
What he's saying is that there's no accusation. If his righteousness is of him, if my righteousness is the righteousness of God, what can the accuser bring against me that will prosper against me? So I have boldness before the judgment throne of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Are you aware that in our kingdom, we function by principles more than weeping and crying? Do you get my message I'm preaching? So, Christians, we have to get to a point where our prayer life comes, we should be moving away from so much crying and weeping. We should understand what we are learning here. So that we use it in our prayer lives. Am I preaching to you? Thank you, Jesus. Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 11.
Mark chapter 11.
From verse 23.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Listen. Jesus is talking about faith.
Yes, you can see awesome.
He's talking about speaking to a mountain. He said, if whosoever shall believe, look. Whosoever shall say to this and believe, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and thou shalt not doubt your heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come, he shall have whatever I say. After such a scripture, why does he talk about prayer? He's talking about faith. What is prayer coming about this? This is also prayer.
Amen.
You don't understand what I just said. Don't see prayer as only God. No. Prayer is also speaking to your mountains.
Amen.
Jesus was about to raise Lazarus.
Yes,
he said, Father,
Lazarus.
I thank you that you hear me. You always hear me when I pray. Then he said, Lazarus, come out. That is prayer. Jesus. Holy
Amen.
Spirit. You would think that to us, when you are, to many of us, it's like, if I don't ask God, it doesn't show that I have faith in God.
But you see,
you are making a mistake. Rather, God wants to do that one more than telling him.
Amen.
Am I?
Amen.
I don't know whether you.
Amen.
To us, when I bow, I say, God, let me pray. We like that one. But God prefers that you speak to that to the issue.
Amen.
Do you understand the message I'm preaching? He said he spoke to the mountain. Didn't he? But then now the 24, what did he say? Therefore,
I say unto you, what things soever ye desire.
How do you bring this in prayer? When you pray, so it means that in your prayer closet, you are commanding things to happen. It's not you are telling God to do something.
He
said, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Amen.
Now, think about this. Think about this. He just spoke about springing to a mountain. Then he said that when you pray. So it means that there's a type of prayer that we must get used to. The prayer of proclaiming truth. Proclaiming truth. Proclaiming God's word. That is prayer. That is prayer. It shouldn't be just prayer. God, give me. I want it. I take it. I pray. When you get to a point, you don't ask those things. You see, let me tell you, there's a hair, as long as a child, different from what a servant. When you become mature son, you get to a point, you know you have your father's permission, you have your father's backing.
Amen.
When you are going out, daddy, I need a car. No, you just take the car and drive it.
Amen. Amen. So when you near, one can say, jam me car, no, over for car, so now one can say, what you can.
If you need help, you don't need to go and ask daddy because he has given enough money in your ATM to cash. So this is not the time you are going to ask everything, daddy, daddy. No, no. God doesn't want sons like that.
Amen.
So our prayer life has become, God, we are waiting on you. If you like it, you do. If you don't like it, we are okay with it. What is he saying in his word about what you are asking him for? So therefore, I say, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them,
Amen.
And ye shall have them.
Amen.
So it means that in prayer, we are not just talking to God. God is expecting us to speak the same thing he's saying. Confessions. That was the confessions. Oh, Jesus. I love you, Master.
Amen.
Do you love Jesus?
And I would do Jesus.
Go to Mark chapter 4 from verse 35.
Mark chapter 4 from 35.
Yeah.
And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
Look, this is prayer. This is the prayer we are used to. We are
empire, when they are a table.
This is what we have known in our religiosity. All our life, this is what we know that prayer is that, God, can't you see? God, come and help me. Is it wrong? It's not what? Because it's like, you said we should have faith in you. So I'm coming to you. Am I wrong?
There be.
That's what you must understand. Your religion must stop. Because we are used to telling him, can't you see, help us? God has a problem with that. How will I? Because Jesus is God. The way he spoke, it means that he had a problem with the fact that they called him.
Jesus. Amen.
Some of you are not yet seeing what I'm saying.
Amen.
You know, it's very easy for you to enter religion. Ah, what are you talking about? God, you have to tell God. You have to ask. It is true. At a certain point, he doesn't expect you, after all these years, that you call him and ask him to come and help you. He said, I've given you power. What are you using it for?
Amen.
I'm asking you a question. Do you get the message I'm preaching? Mm. So, Jesus, the guy was sleeping.
He
was quiet, gone. Jesus. Can't you see what is happening? Storm is happening.
COVID-19.
Hardship. Problems. We are in a storm.
So,
Jesus, help us.
Yes, boy.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Help us.
Why? Yeah.
Religion accepts it.
But
our walk of life, our new creation.
Yeah, bro, yeah.
The reality of our new birth.
It's
not correct.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you understand
Amen.
What I'm saying.
Amen.
No, the message, look at what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
When what happened? What happened? Look at what it said. Mm-hmm.
39.
Eh?
And he arose and rebuked the wind.
Jesus.
And said unto the sea, peace be still.
Then what happened?
And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
At least after you have done this,
why
don't you, if that's what you like, if that's the type of prayer you like, God, you should be okay with the guys. As soon as you finish, everything goes to normal.
But
after he finished, he was annoyed with them. Guys, you get it. Some of us, our prayers is annoying God. When I say, hey, God, have mercy on me. Some of us, our prayer is annoying God. You don't understand what I'm saying. After all, he has finished the job. But yet he wasn't happy with the guys. What was the next thing?
And he said unto them.
Now look, he spoke to the disciples. Why did he rebuke them? What did he tell them?
Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
What is he trying to tell them? You don't need to call me.
Amen.
What's the purpose of calling him if they can do it? You don't get the message. Already he told them, let us go to the other side. So at least he has given them word. They have a word of testimony.
We believe you've been blessed by today's message. Join us same time next week for the continuation of this message. For more information, please contact us on +233 243 730 537. Worship with us at the Christian Council Auditorium, Osu. If you have never received salvation, if you have never received Jesus into your life, if you have never experienced this life of Christ we're talking about, then this is your moment. Say these words. O Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save me. I believe God raised Him from the dead and He is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life. From this day and by my faith in Him, I receive eternal life into my heart and into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am a child of God. I am born again.